Welcome to Viewpoint, Dr. Nathan Wright, Jr., and thank you for inviting us here to Newark to talk with you.
Well, this is a pleasure.
Why has there been, in the last decade, such an upsurge of civil disobedience, unrest, when for generations there seemed to be little trouble?
Well, there have been these dislocations, chiefly since World War II, largely because of precipitous and unplanned changes in our cities. The theme of my book, which came out in April, Ready to Riot, is that our current disorders are the direct result of our precipitous metropolitan growth that has had very little planning and very little analysis associated with it.
Is there any such thing as a typical example of how this would work with a black family?
I think that that there might be. For instance, here in the city of Newark, which I picture as a city with all of the marks of advanced urban dislocation, having the highest crime rate, the highest syphilis rate, highest gonorrhea rate, the highest proportion of urban tax rate, the highest daytime population turnover rate, which indicates discrimination against the local people here. There are two or three other firsts in urban pathology that I might add, but Newark represents the advanced ages of urban dislocation, in a sense, what all of our other central cities are coming to be. These are also cities that are having increased black populations. Newark here, for example, has the highest black population proportion of any city that is normal in the United States, that is outside of Washington, D.C. These people are compromised in many ways, Tim.
Is it possible that in the long run, black people, like a great many white people, are not going to be able to stay in the city because there isn't room enough for everybody?
Well, I have a strong feeling that black people should stay in the city and should see to it that they own and control the city and use the city as a base for power. If white people do not want black people to move into the suburbs, then let the white people move into the suburbs and let the black people control the most valuable real estate state and control the heartland. In this way, we can develop power.
And is this the ultimate that you'd want, to have two separate races?
No, but the thing is that only by having a base of power may you deal equitably with other people. People, when you want to relate with other people, you want fair interchange and fair exchange. And when black people have sufficient power to bargain, others will deal with them in equitable ways.
So that some black people will stay in the city eventually and some will move out just like anyone else?
Anyone else. But the thing is, you must always move from a base of power.